We'll call the meeting to order.
Joyce Dill.
Here.
Elaine Palencia.
Here.
Mike Smith.
Here. Do we have any additions to the agenda? No, sir. Any citizen input? Any input from Mental Health Board?
Not really. The Mental Health Board is going to be meeting this afternoon at 4:30, and as you all know, roughly $570,000 is allocated for developmental disability services, so they will be making decisions on that. You're all welcome to attend that meeting. Of course, it's a public meeting also. Okay.
We'll have approval of the minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes as presented in the packet.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. President's comments. Well, this is the meeting every year that I always feel the best about. It's the one where we get to we get to distribute money. It's a little bit different this year because we don't have as much as we had last year. We don't have as much as we've had in some prior years, and that means that we have to make some decisions that aren't easy. They're difficult. Staff has spent countless hours going through and looking at the various applications and determining what they think is appropriate. We're going to vote on that today. I think I have to tell you guys some things that are important to me. When I started this, it was about the clients. It's about the people. It's not about the agencies. It's not how big one is or how small another is. It's about spending these dollars in the best possible way for the clients. And I know that this time we've got difficult things to vote on. And we will. So, as we go down the list and we make our votes and you hear us speak, please remember that this is about the clients. It's about the citizens of Champaign County. It's not about one agency or another. That's it for me. Do either of you would like to say anything?
No.
Peter?
Just a couple things. We had information that we passed out concerning House Bill 2591. I think that that's an important piece of legislation everybody should pay attention to. Basically, what this legislation, and it's passed both houses at this point, sets the policy for the state that competitive and integrated employment shall be considered the first option when serving persons with disabilities of working age. We've talked about what has happened in Oregon in the last couple of months, the lawsuit related to sheltered employment, the executive order from the governor that essentially froze the sheltered workshop and basically set the policy for competitive employment. What is before was a philosophical discussion is now clearly legal. And you can see, I mean, the handwriting's on the wall, the direction things are going. So this is, I just want people to be aware of how important this legislation is because it does set policy, and it puts us in a position as a board that that I think we're going to have to follow suit in terms of what our policies are related to that. The second thing that I wanted to, a couple of announcements, September 10th through 12th, there's a flyer out concerning person-centered planning training, which we're co-sponsoring with the Illinois Association of Microboards and Cooperatives. Vicki Nicewander is here. Basically, Vicki's done all the work. This training will be at Community Elements, and I urge people to participate in the training. I know we have limited slots, and we may have to do more. I very much agree with what Michael said. This is about the individuals. It is not about the agencies. And if we think about person-centered planning as the way the system is going to be reformed and that everything should be driven by money, the money should follow the clients as opposed to following the agencies, this is really the building block for that kind of a policy shift, and it is a paradigm shift because, frankly, the state of Illinois and the county of Champaign, the Mental Health Board, and the Developmental Disability Boards have been very agency-oriented. We have not been oriented toward funding individual clients. So this, we think this is incredibly important. There's going to be more of this. We're going to support it. The other thing I wanted to mention to you is on September 18th at our regular board meeting, we are going to have a public hearing. And I think and it relates to developmental disabilities and intellectual disabilities. We're very fortunate. I've invited a woman whose name is, I will butcher her last name. Some of you may know her. Melissa Picciola, who is with Equip for Equality. She's a staff attorney. She's an incredible speaker. I met her at the Illinois Association of Community Mental Health Authority meeting in Springfield. She was a presenter there. And I kind of see her as she's coming down free of charge. We offered her an honorarium, but she basically said she went to law school here, so she was delighted for the opportunity to get back here to see friends and stuff. But basically, we're going to invite all of our local legislators, anybody that has a piece of Champaign County, we're going to invite them to come. I checked with our legislative liaison. It's very possible we would have a good turnout because they're probably, whether they're in session or not, it's unlikely they'll be in session at that time. We don't know for sure, though. So the intent there, and I see this, is not only to hear from Equip for Equality concerning, a lot of the things we're talking about, employment, housing, LIGAS, everything else that we've been dealing with. It'll be an opportunity for us to hear from citizens of Champaign County who have real issues, and to me that's a good way for us to look at our needs and needs assessment for what this board does. So that'll be on September 18th. I'd like to, Michael mentioned that we have less money this year, but I think I'm sort of a glasses half full type of a guy, and from my perspective, even though we have less money, we still have, this board, $3,012,000 that we can, and I'll call them community investments. We can invest in this community to the extent of $3,012,000. When you add the mental health board money, the $570,000, that is $3,583,000 that goes to serve people with developmental disabilities and intellectual disabilities in our county. I think that's pretty good, even though we are taking a hit this year. And just think about where we would be without this board at this point. The other thing I would mention about the reduction in money, last year we maybe made a mistake. The Mental Health Board loaned, they essentially gave about a $100,000 gift to Developmental Disability Services. The hope was that that would kind of carry us through and we would be in a better situation this year. Well, that didn't happen. So as a result, that $100,000 that we got from the Mental Health Board last year isn't here this year. So it appears to be a cut. It actually isn't a reduction, but it is. It makes our situation a little bit worse than had we accepted that. So I think it's important to look at that, and I think we need to be focused on the fact that we have incredible resources in this county and that we are going to do the best we can with the investment capacity that we have. The last thing I want to mention is in June, on the 19th of June, we're going to have a study session. in the afternoon that is for both boards, and this is focused on gambling addiction. And we have presenters coming from, I've forgotten the name of the association, the Illinois Association, whatever it is. They're coming over, and they did a really nice presentation. Gambling, of course, is an insidious problem. It's a disease that it impacts on the workplace, and so I think it's important for us to be aware of it. I would like to make sure that everybody that is interested in coming is able to come on June 19th. And the agencies, by the way, we're going to do two trainings that day. One is specific for the agencies. So any developmental disability agency that's at the table here is will be invited to attend a special training that is only for the providers. And then there will be a study session for the board and the general public. That's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any agency information? Approval of claims?
I approve the claims as presented in the packet.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. I think we're ready to go, Peter. I will say it is. We'll just go. That's
okay. Well, this for those of you who have not been here before, I want to remind you that this is the end of a process that began last September. So it appears that we'll be making decisions quickly, but the reality is that this board has spent, you know, you mentioned staff spending hours. I know that this board has spent many, many hours reviewing the applications online as well as looking at the summaries. And, you know, I appreciate the hard work of our board members in that regard. So with that said, we will move. There's all kinds of information about in the decision memo for the board that lays out what the process has been so far and talks about the priorities that were set last November. And so with that, we'll just go right to the decision section, and we'll go right down the line. The first recommendation from the board is to approve funding of $12,000. To the Autism Society of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana Autism Network, as presented in this memorandum. So we would need a motion and then discussion.
I move that we approve the $12,000 for the Autism Network.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion?
Joyce Dill?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Mike Smith?
Yes.
We have the next is a motion to approve funding of $15,000 as recommended by the for the Champaign County Down Syndrome Network and, as presented in this memorandum.
I move that we approve $15,000 for the Champaign County Down Syndrome Network.
I second.
Any discussion?
Mike Smith?
Yes.
Joyce Dill?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Champaign County Head Start and Early Head Start Social Emotional Disabilities. The recommendation is to deny funding as recommended. In this memorandum, and by agreement, the Champaign County Mental Health Board will be taking this up and will hopefully approve funding for this program this afternoon. So I guess we need a motion to defer or deny this one.
Well, I move to deny funding for the Champaign County Head Start application.
A second.
Discussion?
Joyce Dill?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes, deny.
Mike Smith?
Yes, deny.
The motion to approve funding of $17,160 as recommended for the Charleston Transition Facility nursing contract as presented in this memorandum.
Second.
I move we approve the funding of $17,160 for the Charleston Transitional Facility.
I second the motion.
Discussion? Roll call.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Mike Smith?
Yes.
Joy Still?
Yes.
Another contract for Charleston Transition Facility, and this is the residential and day training, and we're recommending $36,500 for the residential program as presented in this memo.
I move that we approve funding of $36,500 for Charleston Transition Facility residential.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Joy Still?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Mike Smith?
Yes.
Okay. The next contract is Community Choices, and it's for customized employment. The recommendation is to approve funding of $50,000 for this program as presented in this memorandum.
I move that we approve $50,000. To Community Choices for customized employment.
I second the motion.
Discussion? I can't vote to increase this by $20,000 a year when we have fallen income. We're not even level. I request that we look at that again and determine if we really are in a position that we can increase by over 20,000 or one even particular point. Any further discussion? If not, I will.
Mike Smith?
No.
Joy Still?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Community Choices Community Living Program, and the recommendation is to approve funding of $55,000 as recommended in this memorandum.
I move to approve funding of $55,000 as recommended for Community Choices Community Living.
Second motion.
Any discussion? I'm in the same position I was. I still don't think that an increase from $19,690, which is about $20,000, up to $55,000 is appropriate in this year. Any further discussion? Call roll.
Joy Still?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Mike Smith?
No.
Community Choices, Self-Determination, and Support. The recommendation is to approve funding of $35,000. As recommended and presented in this memorandum.
Motion.
I move we approve the funding of $35,000 to Community Choices for self-determination support.
I second.
Discussion?
Yes. This is new to our pot of money, right?
Yes.
Given that we're giving less money than we did last year, and the predictions for revenue in the near future are not good, and we put in place three new programs last year, I am not going to be supporting new programs this year.
Just for clarification, this was funded by the Mental Health Board last year.
Yeah, so they can, that application is still alive there. Yeah.
Any other discussion? And I have the same feeling about this as I had about the others. Call the roll.
Mike Smith?
No.
Joy Still?
No.
Elaine Palencia?
No.
Community Elements Coordinated Services. This is the MIDD program. The recommendation is to funding of $35,060, as recommended in this memorandum.
I move that we approve the funding of Community Elements at $35,060.
I second that motion.
Discussion? roll call.
Joyce Dill?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Mike Smith?
Yes.
The next one is one of a series of contracts with Developmental Services Center. The recommendation is to approve $413,052 for apartment services as presented in this memorandum.
I move to approve $413,052 as recommended for Developmental Services Center apartment services.
I second the motion.
Discussion?
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Mike Smith?
Yes.
Joyce Dill?
Yes.
Developmental Services Center, Client Family Support Services. The recommendation is to approve funding of $397,872 as recommended in this memorandum.
Motion?
I move that we approve funding of 397. Is that where we are?
392
for Developmental Services Center Client Family Support Services.
I second the motion.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Smith?
Yes.
Joyce Dill?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Developmental Services Center Clinical Services, the recommendation is to approve funding of $178,712 as presented in this memo.
I move that we approve funding of $178,712 as recommended for Developmental Services Center Clinical Services.
I second the motion.
Discussion?
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Mike Smith?
Yes.
Joyce Dill?
Yes.
Developmental Services Center Connections Transitional Application. The recommendation is to approve funding of $85,000for this program as presented in this memo.
I move that we approve the request of $85,000 for Developmental Services Center Connections Transitional Application as presented here.
I second that motion.
Discussion?
Now, this is one of those that appears to be new, but in fact isn't, right? The money has been taken out of another part of these applications, so it's not actually new money.
That's correct.
Roll call.
Joyce Dill?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Mike Smith?
Yes.
Developmental Services Center, Developmental Training and Employment Services. The recommendation is to approve $874,857 as recommended in this, as presented in this memorandum.
I move that we approve funding of $874,857 as recommended for Developmental Services Center, Developmental Training and Employment Services.
I second that motion.
Discussion? Roll call.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Mike Smith?
Yes.
Joyce Dill?
Yes.
Developmental Services Center, and this is unfunded Developmental Training and Employment Services, and the motion is to approve, or the recommendation is to approve $324,000as presented in this memorandum.
And this is another one of those where the money has been moved to clarify what it's being used for. So I move to, there's the discussion. I've lost my place in the...
Do we have a motion?
I second the motion. I make the motion that we approve the $324,000 for Developmental Services Center unfunded Development Training Employment Services.
I second.
So, I sort of forgot where we were.
Now we have a discussion. Do you want to restate what you said?
Well, I was just clarifying that this, again, is one of these reconfigured applications, as I understand it. And that was explained to us at the last meeting, and it's explained again in our packet, so that it's not asking for new money, it's asking for money under a more specific heading for a more specific purpose.
That's correct.
Yes.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mike Smith.
Yes.
Joyce Still.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Developmental Services Center, the Family Development Center, the recommendation is to approve funding of $70,003, as recommended by this memorandum. Should point out that the on the other side, the Champaign County Mental Health Board is listed to support this program, or the recommendation is for them to support this program, subject to the approval of the board today.
And I move to approve funding of $70,003 as recommended for Developmental Services Center, Family Development Development Center.
I second that motion.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Joyce Still.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Mike Smith.
Yes.
Okay, Developmental Services Center, Individual, Family, and Support, and the recommendation is to approve funding for $354,509 as presented in this memorandum.
I move to approve funding of $354,509 as recommended for Developmental Services Center, Individual, and Family Support.
Second.
Discussion.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Mike Smith.
Yes.
Joyce Still.
Yes.
Persons assuming control of their environment, the Opportunities for Independence program, the recommendation is to approve $58,623 as presented in this memorandum.
I move we approve funding of $58,623 as recommended for PACE, Opportunities for Independence.
I second that motion.
Discussion.
Mike Smith.
Yes.
Joyce Still.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
United Cerebral Palsy Land of Lincoln Vocational Training. And we're recommending that this request be denied, and it's really related to the lack of funds. Obviously, as I said, we are very interested in vocational programming, but this is just not the year that we can make a move like that. So the recommendation to the board is to deny the funding.
I move that we deny funding for $97,714 for United Cerebral Palsy Land of Lincoln Vocational Training.
A second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Joyce Still.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Mike Smith.
Yes.
Let's see. The last thing on this list is a formality. It's a motion to authorize the executive director to implement contract negotiation. Wait a second. We don't need to do that. This point. I guess we do. This is in case we have a problem. The motion to authorize, I should read this stuff before I come to the meeting. Motion to authorize the executive director to implement contract maximum reductions as described in the special notifications concerning FY14 awards section of this memorandum. So this basically, if we have a situation where the projection is less, it authorizes me to look at the contracts to reduce them. And of course, that's something that we would keep the board informed about.
Motion.
I move that we authorize the executive director to implement contract maximum reductions as described in the special notification concerning FY14 awards section of this memorandum.
A second.
Discussion. Now, if I understand this right, if our tax total is less than we have anticipated in this, this gives you the authorization to negotiate it down. What happens if our tax is coming greater than that, well, if that's not spoken to with this?
It goes in our fund balance.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, we would be in a position where we, I mean, but at this point, you know, the board can act on that if it sees fit.
I see. think if we remember back to last year, we got to the exact same point. We had some money that we had not distributed, but we thought we did, and we went ahead and distributed that money. And then when we had no fund balance left, we had left nothing in reserve. Is that correct?
Correct. It's been the policy of this board to maximize the amount of community investments that we can make, and so that we overshot. Nancy Crawford has assured me that this year will be fine.
So we're betting every one of these dollars on Nancy.
How come you're turning red? No, we are not anticipating that. I mean, if we end up with more money, you know, that'll put us in a better position for next year.
Okay, now, we denied $35,000 earlier. That's not going to be in the code that we distributed. So may I assume that that'll go into a reserve position and will be there if later in the year we have something come up that we need to deal with it, or if not, we can distribute it at that time. Is that correct?
Sure. Normally, we go with the funding cycle. That would be an out-of-cycle.
That's all right. As long as we don't get caught like we did last year.
I mean, you can technically deal with it today.
I think I would. I'll tell you what, let's vote on this, and then I'll make a motion. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Mike Smith?
Yes.
Joy Still?
Yes.
Mr. President? Just as a reminder, the board has the authority to modify the recommendations, you know, so this would fall into that category. So
I understand that. But my motion would be that any funds that we did not distribute today that were recommended, that we set aside as a reserve until later in the year when we know that we are on firm ground with our dollars and we know what we're doing, and then we can act about what we're going to do with those dollars. So how do I say that so that if it becomes a motion, I'll simplify it. Those dollars that we did not distribute today, we will set aside as reserve.
If we have them.
If we have them. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that would be fine. Just a point of clarification, Nancy, we would then have to kind of show that allocation in our budget, the county board budget that we put together for the next year, then, if we have money that may be allocated. Yeah, so we would need to make a notation of that at the board. Yeah. Right. Okay, so we would just leave that money in the contributions and grants line, and then you would be free to use the money at some point in the future.
When we know we're on solid ground.
Right.
Okay, I've made the motion. I'm looking for a second.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Smith?
Yes.
Joy Still?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Yes. Would you like to do it right now? Just to do this one? Or later?
Hello, Michael. This is Gary Maxwell. I want to thank you all for the work that you do and the board. I haven't been here that long, so I have a lot to learn. But there are some things. I did appreciate Mr. Smith's early comments that this is a client-driven process rather than an agency-driven process. I encourage you all to work together to coordinate your efforts so that this becomes a system rather than just a set of individual agencies trying to do their thing. I hope that by doing so, you can eliminate redundancy and promote greater efficiency. In a perfect world, I would like to see a document come to the county board for adoption at eventual level that was basically signed off by all of you folks. Now, maybe that's too much to ask, but it might be something to consider. And the other idea I would like to promote is that we, as a county board, need some help down with our mental health folks at the jail. Not as much DDB as it is mental health, about anything that this board can do to help us with trying to help folks before they get into serious problems, I think would be a great benefit to all of us in the community. So again, thank you for everything you do, and I hope I have not stepped on anybody's toes because of my lack of understanding, but again, appreciate all the things you do, and thank you for the opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
Gary, thank you very much. I think I want to make sure people are aware that Mr. Maxwell and Mr. Richards are members of the Champaign County Board, which is basically the board that appoints our members and also the board that approves our budget. And it's really wonderful to have you involved, because the more you're educated and understand what's going on, I think the better it is for the people of Champaign County. So thank you for your participation. And Michael, you too. Could you, we need you to use the microphone.
Could you come up to the table, please?
Red light.
Just push the middle of it and then the red light. There you go, you're on.
The comment that that this whole process is client-driven and not agency-driven, and with the Legis consent decree and all the DD funding, it should be client-driven and not systems-driven either. Let's make that point.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
First of all, I wanted to wait to make my comments because I know you had a very, very difficult task today. I mean, you don't have money. You've had to make very, very tough decisions. And my comments are same as the others, that this is a significant negative impact, and it's nothing you can control when property taxes get down. You don't have the money. You don't have it. And then you've had the opportunity to spend the maximum amount of money to serve people. You've done that, and I very much appreciate that. So this is not – this is I sort of – between Mike's and Peter's statements, it's a great day that we're spending $3 million more than we were 7 or 8 years ago when this all started. It's a very sad day that we're – this particular board doesn't have the money to give the same capacity of service that we did last year. So the thing I'm asking is the decisions you make today have a negative impact on the people we serve of $264,000. And if the mental health board approves the recommendations tonight, that'll be a total, you add that together, $354,000 reduction. We cannot absorb that without cutting services. There's just no way. Our board, our executive committee's met to start that process. I guess what I'm really asking for, taking the whole theme, is we need to look at how we address this to have the least negative impact on all the people we serve. And although staff made their recommendations to specific programs, and I appreciate they have to do that, and we have moved, we have to be real careful to take the entire cut where we do, and we're going to need the maximum flexibility so we don't hurt more people. And so I'm not asking for a blank check or to move things around, but I think we need from this board to be able to come back to you and work with your staff or whatever to give your staff over the maximum flexibility to negotiate so we have the least negative impact, and to work with your staff to show and to come to those decisions together. Because if we just take the cuts in the programs that are presented, we may do a lot more harm to people. So we do want to downsize, and we have worked to serve as many people in the community as the dollars allow. But when you reduce the dollars to allow us to serve the people in the community, you're not going to serve more people that way. So we need that maximum flexibility, and that may mean some of the programs you funded, we may have to come back to you and say, no, we really need to take a little bit of the hit there because we'll have least impact and move it to other areas. And I really don't know where those are until we have. It's going to take us. The other thing we're going to need is time. This can't be done in 30 days if you want to do it right and not hurt people. And so that's what I'm asking.
I think we thought that you would probably have to do that, and that you guys would
The only reason I make that is you do fund programs, and I think that that would require, unless you authorize your CEO to make those interchanges between programs, it would change that for us.
We actually already have that authority. Okay. The caveats good. Allow us to, okay, as good. Part of the negotiation process, to change program descriptions, we can modify program plans, and we can also look at how money is being used.
You are also cutting $250,000 out of our budget, closing classrooms, and that's without the state's report of what they're going to do with the funding that they give us. So that's the federal funding that they cut from us. Yeah, I'm Lynn Watson from Champaign County Head Start.
Anyone else? Continuing on with old business, you want to talk about the Open Meetings Act information that we
have? Oh, yeah. Some new information, shouldn't be new information, but included in the packet, and this has to do with the issue of expansion of the Developmental Disability Board from 3 to 5 members. One of the interpretations with this act is that if you have a 5-member board, 2 members can talk to each other and not be in violation of the Open Meetings Act. So we just wanted to make sure that this is for information only. As I've always said, Gary and Michael, the decision about the size of this board and who's appointed is the county board's. It's not ours.
I'd like to add one thing to that. We were required to take a course in what was that called?
Open Meetings Act.
Yeah. And in it, what we learned there was even if we went to a 5-member board, 2 of us still could not talk. So this is different from what we learned.
Just as an aside, it would be really nice to be able to talk to someone. We're at a point where we have to make some pretty difficult decisions, and I, for one, am not comfortable making decisions without at least a discussion of some sort with someone else. I talk to myself all the time about this, but the reality is that I've never been in a position where I wanted to be able to talk to someone about something that I felt very strongly about and could not do. We could do it right here, but if we did that right here, a lot of thoughts that come to you are not the thoughts that you end up with. Everybody looks, we know the political situations, so we look at a lot of discussions that may not be beneficial in any way and take them as, oh, wow, this is something we really need to do. So, yes, I'm very happy that decision was made, and I think it will make for better, it will make for communication.
I will add that. All the time that I've served, we have never, ever had a situation where 2 of us talked about any of the decisions that we make here. We've been very, very careful to make sure that we didn't do that. And it does make it really, sometimes you feel like a four-minute meeting like today. I have never voiced my feelings about the things I said to either of them. So they didn't have any idea where I was going. Anything else? Anything from any of you?
I just have a quick announcement that's not related to this. So, just want to let you know, you talk a lot about client-centered. So another thing that I do is work with self-advocates across the state, and they are going to all have a rally on June 13th in Bloomington. So they're going to talk about community organizing and the Employment First. That's something the self-advocates have been working on. So just wanted everybody to be aware that June 13th is the day. And if you want more information, just stop me. It's Jennifer Knapp. Thanks.
Can I ask a quick question on
that?
Are there people from Champaign County going to be going, and how's that going to be arranged?
I don't know for sure, but it's registration. Usually, not to put Vicki on the spot, but usually DSC brings a group. So I don't know if they will this time, but so there's a registration process, and I can, it's free, but just so we have an idea, because we provide lunch.
It would be nice if Champaign County could be well represented. self-advocacy.
Great.
And one more. The autism program is offering a toilet training workshop June 26th here at the TAP office at Lincoln in Nevada from, I think, 7 to 6 to 8 in the evening. This would be for parents, for professionals that are working with young children or adults even that have never been toilet trained. I'm bringing in Patty Boheme from the Little Friends Center for Autism to do that training, and then she's going to do the training again in Danville the next morning from 10 to 12. So if you can't come at night, you can come over to Danville, and I will try to get you a flyer if people are interested. June 26th. No, wait. Is yeah, 26th and 27th. 26th in the evening here in Urbana at the TAP office, and then the morning of the 27th from 10 to noon in Danville at the high school in the cafeteria.
Thank you. Anything else? I say, Barb, you're always last on the list.
Okay. I don't really have that, you know, I've included my report in your packet and don't have a lot to add to it other than we have confirmed or are in the process of confirming that we'll have a martial arts. Newberry's has special programming for persons with disabilities. And so we will be having a martial arts display. We have talked to them or just kind of demonstration because we've talked to them and they're very interested in being part of this. We are also trying, we're in the process, and I'm extremely determined that we will be having a power soccer demonstration there. Which will, we've never had the space to do that in the past, so this is going to be really awesome to do something like this. So doing a bunch of things, and, you know, the committees are just meeting right and left. And, at meetings all the time, but lots of things happening with the expo. And, I would point out, too, I left some save-the-date flyers back there. Please pick them up. If you need more, let me know. But let's get them out there so that folks understand early on that we do have a new location and when the event will be.
Thank you.
I just have one more thing. Sorry. Location made me think of it. We actually have had to move offices. So Community Choices is now located at 44 East Main Street in downtown Champaign. We just moved in on Monday, so wanted people to know that 44 East Main in Champaign.
Before we adjourn, I would just like to thank all of you, especially you providers for today's all the hard work you put in getting us at this point of being able to.
Yes. basically, I just want to say that I believe that when we talk about person-centered planning, I think that's been going on a long time in our community. I believe that we are still doing that. I believe that every agency does do that. So when we talk about person-centered planning and we talk about agencies doing that, keep in mind that that is something that's been going on for a long, long time. And I want to thank everyone, people within the agencies, parents. We all have much to gain by working together and by really looking at what we feel is needed in our community. So please, let's do that. Let's continue with that. And thank you. That's all I have.
Anything else? I do want to remind you that I think our next scheduled meeting is June 19th. However, that unless we have something specific to talk about, that meeting may be postponed until July. But we will have the July meeting, and it is, you know, I don't know what the date though.
I can get it. That actually is the meeting that we statutorily have to have, is July. And 17?
17. Okay. So if we don't see you on June 19th, you will see it on July 7th. If there's nothing else, you are adjourned.